Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
LBT, Aaron Rodgers now officially says he wants to play again next season. Really no surprise, but I do think it's newsworthy in that we've talked about what we would want the Jets to do with Aaron Rodgers. Bring him back, let him go. Well, one piece of the puzzle had to be Rodgers wanting to come back. So now that we know that that's the case, I do want to see him back with the Jets next year. There were some things that he said yesterday when addressing the media about Ulbrich that maybe I don't agree with, and maybe there are reasons why he's saying that. But I do think, knowing that Rodgers wants to be back, if I'm the Jets, I would run it back with him. Not anybody else, but I would bring back Aaron Rodgers next year.
Listen, I appreciate the Jets throwing a Hail Mary when they did with Aaron Rodgers, but the ball has now fallen harmlessly to the turf. And I disagree with you. I don't need Aaron Rodgers next year because he's no longer Aaron Rodgers. He's just a decaying, eroding legend who did all of his greatness somewhere else that, you know, tried his best and I'll try to destroy the guy, but it's over. I mean, it's been a colossal failure. Think about where it started, you know, Super Bowl expectations to people getting fired and the Jets looking for win number 4, hopefully maybe before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So, I mean, you've got to embrace the reality. I think the chemistry is really off with this team. I need to reassert that. It doesn't seem to be a very cohesive unit. I just feel like it's very fractured. And I think that, I'll say that that's all of Aaron's fault, but I don't think he's helped it the way that I thought he would, and he's no longer capable of elevating. So I'm ready to move on from Rodgers.
Right, okay, but then let's play it out. Like, we both agree there's going to be a new GM in town.
Yeah, should be.
Aside,
if Woody goes with President Trump and Christopher stays, I don't know that Christopher fires Joe, because Joe was hired by Christopher. So
let's play out that scenario. Let's say Joe Douglas is back. You want them to do what with Rodgers? Like, we want to just jettison Rodgers and have Joe Douglas pick a new quarterback and a new head coach?
I mean, honestly, I could just fast forward to the end of the game. I don't care who the GM is. It's time to move on from Aaron Rodgers.
Right,
it just is.
I understand that, but I wouldn't want Joe Douglas picking a new quarterback.
I would agree with that.
Which would mean even more so to me to bring back Rodgers. But anyway, forget the general manager or head coach thing. Who's going to be your quarterback next year? What's the plan for next season? You want to fire everybody, so it's going to be year one of a new regime. You've got older players here. You've got some young players with talent who are going to be getting paydays soon.
Yes, that's so important.
Okay, so what's the plan? So for me, my plan and why, or somebody said, how can you want Rodgers back after what you've seen? Because the plan would be to win next year with a real head coach and also have an eye on the future, meaning that trying to do what you would have done or should have done these last two seasons, build that foundation. I know what Rodgers is at this point in his career. So the ridiculous expectations or Super Bowl aspirations, forget that. But I know I could still win some games with Rodgers, with a good head coach, with the right pieces in place here, maybe with a better attitude and different structure, whatever it may be, while also looking ahead. Like, depending on where the Jets pick in the draft, maybe you draft a quarterback, and Rodgers, he has to take it. Like, he's not running the show anymore, but I still think he's the best quarterback that gives you the best chance to win next year in the short term while also trying to develop the future.
I mean, there's got to be a better option because he doesn't win. He doesn't win.
Well, I mean, who are those options, though? Think about it. And it's not him. He's not the reason why they don't win. I mean, they stink. They can't tackle. They have no head coach. They've tried twice. They failed both times. Robert Saleh ain't it. Olbrich ain't it. Regardless of what Aaron Rodgers says, like, I'm not saying Rodgers has been the answer or the savior. Certainly is not.
I know.
But I don't believe he's the problem. And I still believe he can help. And if I'm going into next year with Rodgers under center, with Davante Adams, with Garrett Wilson, with Paul, I mean, again, we talk about the offensive line. Maybe with an improved offensive line, if a head coach and a GM knew what they were doing to build it the right way, maybe things can improve. But just for the quarterback play alone, BT, look at the league.
I understand that. You got to understand that. Also, there's two ways that this needs to be addressed. And I think everybody's got to, you know, figure out how it works for them. But they don't always intersect. There's the emotional response, do you want Rodgers back?
Right.
And then there's the football response, do you want Rodgers back? My emotional response is, I don't want Rodgers back. And my football response is, I don't want Rodgers back. So for me, it actually intersects. Now, listen, I'll leave this slightly ajar. Like, if they hire Belichick and Bill's like, hey, I think I can win. Okay.
Right.
Or Gruden, to a lesser extent, sure. Fine. But to me, what I would do is, because you raise a very good point, the window has shut in terms of trying to win with a big-moneyed quarterback while some of the other young stars, or quote-unquote stars, not making a lot of money. First thing I would do is I would trade Sauce Gardner. I would trade him because I'm not giving him the money that a superstar quarterback is going to command. Let somebody else give that to Sauce. Right. So Sauce can leave.
What do you think you would get for him?
Like, you get some good stuff.
Like what? Are we talking a second-round pick?
Very well might get a first. I mean, you might get a first. He's a corner.
I know.
He was all-pro first 2 years.
I know, but the trade market for these guys. Anyway.
Well, but think about this. What if the Jets give up for Davante Adams? The three, that becomes a two. Right. Davante Adams, 31. You're 31.
That's fair.
So I would trade Sauce Gardner. I would lock up Garrett Wilson when it's time to do that. Mm. I'm building around him. And I start stripping down. And I draft somebody top 10.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Quarterback you're talking about.
A quarterback.
Okay, understood. And I'm not disagreeing with that necessarily. I mean, I don't know about the trade stuff. Like, we'd have to see where they're at, what the value is. But I agree that if the opportunity presents itself, I don't know how aggressive I would go after it, but if the opportunity presents itself to get a quarterback, and we actually said this last year. We were talking about it last year because like nothing's really changed. Rodgers' age is the same. It's actually he's going to get a year older, but like we all knew that eventually they were going to need a new quarterback sooner than later. So for me, I'm with you. If the opportunity presents itself where you could get a quarterback that you believe can be the franchise guy, I'm not reaching for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still do that with Aaron Rodgers being my quarterback because I think there's a way to thread the needle if done properly. And with the Jets, obviously, it's a massive if. But if you hire the right people, you can maybe win some games next year with Rodgers while also developing the future quarterback. Rodgers will not be here beyond next year no matter what.
Like, true.
That's the end of the line, no matter probably for him in general, but certainly here with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So why not take one more stab at trying to win? Because what are your other options, right? We both agree we want a new quarterback here for the Jets, a young quarterback to develop, both the Jets and Giants, but in this case, the Jets.
Yep.
You're going to throw him to the Wolves again? Like, how would you?
No. I said this yesterday or 2 days ago. I would actually bring in Daniel Jones for a year. I know that sounds insane, but Daniel Jones not drafted by the Jets and Daniel Jones not making big money from the Jets because that's all the Giants' problems, and they've got to rid themselves of him soon, and they will. At least I know Daniel Jones comes in, let him take some hits, let him hold the bag for the kid, and you go from there.
So you just want
that's actually my plan.
You'd rather have a stopgap quarterback that is less than Aaron Rodgers.
I would rather start the process of getting to the point of winning a Super Bowl, and to me that includes drafting and surrounding that young quarterback with a guy who you know, is not disillusioned as to who he is. Let me ask you the easiest question in the history of sports radio. Are the Jets winning the Super Bowl next year?
No.
So why are we wasting time with Rodgers?
Because you could still
any
win some
second
games.
That they waste with Aaron Rodgers next year is really almost unforgivable.
Well,
they're not winning it next year. Let me break everybody's suspense that they might.
Right, but Rodgers gives them, I mean, I didn't think they were going to win it this year, but Rodgers gives them a better chance to win and get to the playoffs.
But what does that do?
Oh, I mean,
what does it do?
At least you have some success by the way, I'll take it a step further. Not only do I think Rodgers would give them the best chance to win out of the other quarterbacks that are going to be available, those stopgap guys, Tyrod Taylor, Drew Lock, just to name a couple that are here, like those are the type of things you're looking at. Now, maybe you could go trade for like Kirk Cousins, whatever. You're not going to get him, but I wouldn't even want him, like, because you're going to have to pay him too much money. I'd rather just deal with Rodgers. Plus, I like Rodgers developing the next guy. Like, I really believe, like look around. Dude, look at the quarterback play around the league.
I think it's so overrated. C.J. Stroud walked into a situation in Houston. They thought they hired the wrong coach, and then they were basically, you know, absent of any sort of talent. And this year, they've actually been pretty good as well. But Stroud last year was phenomenal. I'm done with Rodgers, dude. I think he's...
Right, I think you just had it with Rodgers.
I have. There's nothing else to interpret. And it's not personal. I'm not going to start bagging on the guy. It didn't work. That's why, if you rewind this on the Free Odyssey app, the first thing I said was the Jets tried for a Hail Mary. And I'm appreciative of that.
Yes.
Because the talent that they had, at least you can justify going for the big swing. But the Hail Mary has now officially harmlessly fallen to the turf.
And to be consistent with your point, to be consistent with your point, you're saying trade Sauce.
Yes.
You clean house.
Soft.
And basically, soft Gardner, sorry. Basically, you're looking at another 2-3 win season.
I'd probably trade Vera Tucker because I'm not getting, he's always heard about giving him big money.
So you're okay with punting another season?
Listen, yes, I'm okay with whatever I believe will eventually get to the Jets to the point of getting to a Super Bowl. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
We'll get to the Knicks later, right?
Yeah.
So the Knicks made their big move with Karl Anthony Towns to what? To increase their chances of winning a championship, correct?
Sure.
Why does everybody want Soto in addition to maybe sticking it to the Yankees? But based on what the Mets did a year ago, the thought is you add this and maybe adds one other thing. Now the Mets are in a position to win a World Series. Why do the Yankees have to retain Soto and then add a first or a third baseman to improve their chances to be better than the Dodgers and get to and win the World Series next time? Everything that you do at some point must be moving toward the ultimate goal. 2 years ago, it was with Aaron Rodgers. That ship has sailed. It's over. I'm done.
See, that's where we disagree,
though. And they need
to
be done.
Understood, but that's where we disagree. I do believe there's value in building the foundation. It's not just going to be blow it all up, hire another head coach, bring in a rookie quarterback, and hope that this time, that the 18th time that we've done this works. Like, at least if they, in my mind, it doesn't mean it's right, but this is what I would do. I would, first of all, it all starts with hiring a real head coach. But if you have Rodgers with a real head coach and they win some games, maybe get to the playoffs, now that's block one. Then from there, okay, insert the next quarterback behind Rodgers, maybe draft him this year. Then you start to build off of that. Obviously, Rodgers is going to be moving on, but you have at least the foundation in place. That's just where we disagree.
And it's a very different fundamental, very stark. It's two completely different directions. Here's the other problem, too. I think Aaron Rodgers has sucked the oxygen out of that building. Everybody defers to him. Everybody tries to play. At first, they tried to placate him. Now, and the players were in awe of him. Now I think the players are like, dude, you're just old, man. You're not as good as we thought. And I don't think that there's that reverence and that there's that connectivity. Like, I think it's Aaron Rodgers going, and now Devontae Adams going to their own little beat. And I think everybody else is broken in 52 other different directions. I got to unify this thing. I'm not saying he's a bad guy at all.
Right.
I think he's a good guy. But I know he's not the player that he was. And I know now that he's not the leader that we thought he and hoped he would be because nobody's following him.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Tyrone is calling from Newark. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, you right, man. We need to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. Who calling the plays? Everybody on the team who got something to do with the progress of the team and everything, Aaron Rodgers sucks, man.
Wow.
He is stopgapper right now. Let's get rid of this man. I'm telling you right now, we'll be 2028 talking about building. We got to get rid of this guy, man. How many people has he cost a job? Come on, stop this now. Come on, bro, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, Rodgers is the problem, Tyrone.
Well, I was going to say, Tyrone, to be fair, I mean, the people that are no longer here, and I feel badly for them on a personal level, they lost their jobs because they weren't good at their jobs.
Right. And Robert Saleh should have never been brought back. I mean, the Jets are such a mess. Like, if they actually listened to me, they'd be in a better spot. They should have fired Saleh before the year. We talked about that. They are the only ones who had to wait 5-6 weeks. And by the way, when they did do it, it was the wrong time to do it. They got worse. The team quit after they fired Saleh. Those guys on defense, those young players, Saleh was their guy. They let them, the team quit after Saleh was fired on Olbrich. Watch them play. They don't tackle. I mean, it's the most basic fundamental thing for a defense. That wouldn't be happening under Saleh. Now, different stuff happened under Saleh, and he should have been fired for other reasons. But once they made that decision, Woody thought it was the right move. It was the wrong time to make that move. Maybe they would have had a chance to be a semblance of a team that could be competing. But once they did that, that was it for those guys on defense. And I think that speaks to the players as well.
Oh, for sure.
But here's the point. Rodgers is not the problem. I understand why
You don't think he's a problem at all?
I don't. I understand why you and others would say enough of Rodgers. I don't think he's the problem. I think it's everybody else. And I also think, furthermore, the bigger problem was the structure, where you're right. They let Rodgers be the guy. We've talked about it for 3 years or 2 years, whatever it's been, about he can't be the lead dog. He's the quarterback. You need the head coach to be in charge, which plays to the part of all the players looking at him like, yeah, what's this guy? He's 41. You ain't got it anymore. Like, you're just not. Yeah, well, if the head coach was there, then it wouldn't be just Rodgers' team and everybody looking to him to be the savior. It's ridiculous. It's a football team. There's no one man who could do that. I still believe in Rodgers being a leader. Certainly not the player that he once was, but I still believe even some of that is in there. I don't think he's the problem.
Listen, there was a time during the season, you know, a couple of weeks back, the Jets had the ball and Aaron Rodgers possessed the ball with a minute or two to go and a chance to win. 0-for-1. 0-for-2, 0-for-3.
Right.
So if you want to say he's not the problem, and I'm going to disagree, you know, I mean, again, yeah. he's not he's a bad guy or he's horrendous, right. But he's sure as hell isn't the answer. I look, here's the other problem too with Rodgers. So it's been offset a little bit because now, you know, Hackett's been, who the hell knows what he's doing, and Downing's a little different. Aaron Rodgers is so hell-bent on running his system, right?
Yeah.
Back shoulder throws and all the things he does. And I believe, and I've said this, that it's fairly antiquated. But because it works so well for him, I understand, to be fair, his reluctance to move on from that. If they brought Rodgers back next year, and it's still Hackett and Downing or whatever, or even if it's somebody new, do you think that Rodgers is going to embrace a new system? The answer is no, which means they will still deploy the old system, which, again, will still be, at that point, further antiquated, which means when they draft the quarterback in the top 10, and they will, unless they're idiots, you have a young quarterback running an antiquated system, and then once Rodgers is gone the next year, the whole system will be different.
I would think that
does that make any sense to anybody?
Well, it doesn't, but I would think that
that's what they're going
to
do.
No, well, then they're idiots.
But you got to get rid of Rodgers to remove the temptation of doing
why
that.
Why not have a head coach?
No,
here's the thing. Dan Reeves ran an offense that transitioned from Chris Chandler to Mike Vick. So if you can do that, then if Dan Reeves, the late, great Dan Reeves, if he could do that, then there should be a head coach that can also play to Aaron Rodgers' skills and develop another quarterback with his skills being a big part of the offense. Like, it shouldn't just be a system quarterback or this or that. And look, there are many different ways to do it. I care about both winning, building a foundation, and also building for the future. I think the best way to win and build for the future is with Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback. I look at the Jets and I say they have a bunch of losers from the top on down. The one thing that I know is Aaron Rodgers is not a loser. Until he comes here.
I was going off. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
So is it him or is it everybody else?
Well, listen, the Jets are legend killers. I said that. This is what they do. I thought the first year I was all in, the American flag, the whole deal. All right, gets hurt. I get it. You know, year two, revenge tour. You upgrade the roster. We all thought at some point Adams would be here and all these young players. Hasn't worked out. It's not a crime. It's just time to move on.
Anthony's in Harlem. What's up, man?
What's up, boys?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy.
Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey, you got it.
Oh, come on, dude.
Get off the speaker or whatever. Your line is...
All right, man. I'm off speaker. You got me now?
Yes, but do it, please, next time, because
it's
every time.
I couldn't agree with you more, Sal. I never agree with you. Listen, you can't get rid of Rodgers.
You got a bad line, dude. I'm sorry. We gotta let you go. And I do appreciate you taking the time to call. Maybe get back to us here, but your line is bad.
That's all the time too. It stinks.
Well, what's going on?
And Anthony's passionate too, so hopefully it works out next time.
And I thought it was speaker, but he said he got off the speaker. But you hear that feedback? We just can't continue with
every
it. I'm sorry.
Clicks.
It's annoying. Let's get one more. And Eric is in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Hey, bud.
PT Sal, how we doing, boys?
Good. What's up, Eric? What's happening?
You guys are hitting the nail on the head with these points. I mean, I actually agree with both of you, and I think that's ultimately what the big problem is with the Jets, is that Aaron Rodgers isn't the problem, but he's also not the solution.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the Jets is across the board. It's everything, right? I mean, we took a gamble on Rodgers. That's obviously failed. Now they're losing, so all of the players, the Sauce Gardeners, the Garrett Wilsons, the Breece Halls, all get sick and tired of the losing. Right? So the same old Jets turn up, and now you've got these players that are just completely and utterly done, and they just show up every week and look worse. It's absolutely unreal. So to me, I don't know what the solution is. I mean, I feel like in the league, 32 teams, the Jets have probably the worst situation in all of football. Because you don't have a solution really anywhere. What is it?
Giants,
I mean, Aaron Rodgers to me.
Giants are close.
Well,
man.
The Giants, at least it's black and white though with the Giants, right? Like there's a path. With the Jets, it's like, do we blow it all up? To me as a fan, that sounds miserable. But to be honest, I don't know what the other choice is, right? Like, we could get a haul for Sauce Gardner, we could get a haul for Wilson. But this is a rebuilding process that's gonna take years. And Sal, you've been beating this drum forever. That it starts at the top. They need leaders. And to me, Aaron Rodgers is one. I completely agree with you too, BT, that he's taken the air out of the room because he's the legend that he is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the solution is, but getting rid of him doesn't seem to solve any problems either. Because what's the, like, then who's our quarterback?
Right.
Like, I don't even know.
But not even Eric, and great call there, but not even who's the quarterback. It's how are you going to win games next year? And also, how are you going to put yourself in a position to finally develop an organization the right way, specifically the quarterback, but just build the foundation. I think he brings up a great point in that the losing has infiltrated that team, which has made things go completely south when they should be better. And my hope would be that a real head coach, the right head coach, would prevent that from happening.
I'm ripping off the Band-Aid. I'm starting over. I'm done with this. That's it.
I can't. I mean, I understand why. I just think that Rodgers, like he brought up the Giants as an example. You could look at what the way the Giants tried to do it with Daniel Jones and try to build it before getting the next guy that they knew would be the franchise quarterback. Here we are 3 years later, whatever it may be. But that's kind of what I'm looking at next year as. The new regime comes in, just tries to build 1 year with Rodgers while knowing that he's going to be out the door. Atlanta did with Matt Ryan in his last year with Arthur Smith. It has happened before. BT is out, back on the Fan. One more round, BT. I want one more round.
Of?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, I'm good.
I want one more round.
Yeah. You can have it. Listen, has he even gotten off the stool to fight the first round?
Yeah,
I mean,
come
really?
On.
Hey, come on, what? He's been here 2 years. He's got three wins.
No, it's a bit worse. It's a bit worse than Zach. I mean,
It was, but it is.
But I truly believe it's. I'm not saying he's been great because he hasn't. He's missed some throws. Look, when Rodgers threw the, whatever it was, three interceptions against Minnesota and London?
Yeah.
That's something I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers throws, in a bad year, he throws five interceptions.
Yep.
Or eight, whatever.
I know.
So in a game to throw three is like, what the hell? So he clearly hasn't been the same, but I still believe Rodgers can win football games. And I think everything else is the problem around him. It's just almost impossible for one guy to bring this dead franchise up without a real leader as a head coach.
Listen, I do think that there's something to be said for what's not around him, understood. But I also think we need to be fair and maybe a little bit more transparent in how his skills have decayed. Do we know for sure that the talent around him is maybe a little bit better than it showed, but his inability to either run or maybe place the ball like he used to is making everything look worse than it should?
We don't. I mean, I know you gave me, I was going to ask again, okay, fine, we don't know that. And clearly he's declining, as most people do with age. Who's going to be a quarterback that's going to give them a better chance to win games next year?
Okay, now I will say before I answer, it's hard, that's not the question that's important to me.
Understood. Well, that's a different argument, right?
Because think about this: if I say nobody, and very well, I'd have to look at who shakes loose. I mean, maybe there's other whatever.
Right, but right now, maybe nobody. We know roughly the cast of characters.
Correct.
That it's going to be. I mean, to a point where you're saying Daniel Jones, and obviously you're not bringing in Daniel Jones to win games. You're just looking for a stopgap.
Yeah, and I'm also not paying him the $40 million that Rodgers made. Right. So there's other concessions there that would help the Jets. So I will grant you this, that right now there's probably nobody, but that doesn't interest me anymore. The question shouldn't be who gives him a better chance to win a few more games in 2025. I want to know who is the guy and what is the direction that finally, once and for all, puts them on a Super Bowl path, okay. And it's not Rodgers.
So then my counter to that would be, don't you think that winning some games next year and trying to lay that foundation...
Like a culture kind of thing?
Yeah.
I used to think that. I think that that's become very overrated. I don't think... I did. I almost always subscribed to that. I was a staunch believer in, hey...
Especially for them.
Yeah. Like, even college basketball teams. Like, hey, if you finish strong and now you... Even though the portal switches up the whole roster. But I used to think that way with a lot of things. Like, there's an energy that can be transferred from the end of the season, a good finish, and somewhat applied to the start of the next year. But I've been proven, it's been proven inconsistent too often. And when the guy is 41 that you're hoping to thread whatever, if they even encounter success, like we're banking on Rodgers having a good year next year and getting them, you know, 8-ish, 9-ish, 10 wins. I don't even know if that's a layup. I really don't. I mean, dude, he's losing to teams that they should be mopping. Not all this fault.
Yep.
I'm just not willing to take the chance. It's over. Now, I don't think, but real quick, I think there's a big difference what I would do and what I think they should do versus what they might do,
right.
Of course. But if it's me, he's gone, with all due respect, because he is a legend.
Marquise is on Long Island. What's up, Marquise?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
All right, man. What's happening?
What's up? I agree with you, BT. I think Aaron Rodgers is done as far as being a football player. Watching him play, like you watch other guys, you either have to be mobile in this league or kind of like Joe Burrow or Herbert, where you stand in the pocket, you get blown up, but you make the pass. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is doing either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
What I do think is still sharp is his mind, which why I think he'd be the perfect guy to take over as head coach next year and develop a new quarterback.
No. You know, was that,
thanks
please,
are
you
Marquise.
Kidding around with that, Marquise?
I don't know. I think he might have been serious, but hey, look, I mean, they do hire now players basically fresh off the field to be head coaches without experience.
Yeah.
But no, for two things. Number one, Rodgers doesn't have any interest in that.
He's not putting in those hours to be a head coach. Rodgers
is not going out like that. Hoff, you wanted to end here?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would almost put him as maybe he wants to be the GM, too.
Yeah, well, but he has been that. So, see, here's the problem. Rodgers has been the GM and head coach the last couple of years. Hasn't worked out. I want him to just be the quarterback and let somebody else be the general manager and head coach.
Listen, the last caller was right. He does have a fertile mind, which is why when he's on the couch hanging out with McAfee, it's sometimes interesting, but... You know, in terms of what he's actually brought to the franchise, Sal, when you strip away the hype and the primetime games, he has impacted nothing. I'm sure he sold a little more merch, but in terms of getting the Jets in a more well-positioned spot to become a truly viable team, he's failed.
Okay, but don't you think that speaks to how bad the Jets organization is?
I don't think, yes, it might, but I'm also now realizing that he's no longer amazing enough to overcome that.
Right.
Because I thought he may have been when they first got him.
But honestly, BT, who is? If not him, then who? Because we all...
That's very profound, Sal. Yeah, well, if not him, who? Probably nobody, because it's the Jets.
And that's kind of the point. Like, as we think this out in real time, like, we both said, hey, if they drafted Patrick Mahomes, they would have screwed him up back then.
Yeah.
So it's not Zach Wilson or Sam Darnold or Geno Smith or Aaron Rodgers or Bryce Bay. Like, think of all these guys that we've seen here. Like, at some point, it's them. And the ultimate proof that it's them... is that even a guy as great as Rodgers, who we all knew that there was going to be some kind of drop-off in his performance. Like, nobody really thought he was going to be the four-time MVP right out of the gate at age 40, whatever, with this team. But we thought he was going to be the best thing that we've ever seen with the Jets. And even him, they've managed to screw up. Doesn't that say that it's them? Which is why I'm willing to, you know, ride through this cloud of dust, whatever you want to say, and try to stick it out with a real head coach with him, who's the one thing that I do believe in with this organization.
I think Rodgers has played, 11 games at this point? You know, a couple of snaps last year, week one, and they're 3-7, so we'll say 11. So not the 32 or 33 that I'm going to reference in terms of a stat. Aaron Rodgers hasn't thrown for 300 yards in 32 games. He hasn't played 32 games with the Jets,
right,
which means that there was a diminishment and a pretty palpable one in Green Bay, which is why they drafted who they drafted, which is why they couldn't wait to move on from Aaron Rodgers. And, oh, yeah, by the way, before he came here, before he got hurt and blown up against Buffalo, the last time we saw Rodgers in a big spot with Green Bay was Sunday night against Detroit. And if they win, remember that game?
Yeah.
He looked awful.
Yeah, I remember.
So, it's not about burying a legend. It's just understanding the reality of the situation. Again, I understand swinging for it. I get it. I call it the Hail Mary. Incomplete. Turnover on downs. Game over.
Hoff, you want to say something else?
I do. Okay, because at this point in time, like we've seen 2 years, it's been a lot of him micromanaging everything. Next year, can they bring him back and he literally just get paid? Because he's getting paid. If he comes back, he's getting paid. Can he just be a quarterback and stay out of everything else?
I don't think he's capable of it, Hoff.
Then if that's the case, then we don't want him.
Yeah, and listen, the Jets are also culpable here because they allow him to be more than just the quarterback. So, listen, if somebody's going to give you power, I don't blame anybody for taking as much as you can.
You know,
I get it.
Agreed, but the infrastructure needs to be different. They need to have a real GM, a real head coach. Rodgers is just the quarterback. As a matter of fact, I would go as far as to say, Aaron, look, it hasn't gone the way that you had thought, that anybody had hoped around here for the last few years. Well. I want you back because I believe you could help us win games, and I still believe in you. But here's how I'm trying to build this thing. And I want to start with you by saying no more interviews. No more McAfee. Off the McAfee show. Like, that at least would show me a little bit that Rodgers, not that he's not serious about playing quarterback, but I want it to be about this. This is your last shot to be a quarterback in the NFL. Clean it up. No more nonsense. And that would also show me, see, I'm the head coach. I'm the alpha male. Hire me. Put him in his place. I don't care how many Super Bowls you won, how many MVPs. No more nonsense. Enough with the McAfee. I believe in you. I want you to be the quarterback. You either want to be the quarterback or you don't. And go somewhere else. That's what they need, somebody to do that.
Listen, you are the alpha, Sal. Get in there. Kick some ass, buddy. You know, I'm sure you can push around the old, break in a few old linemen, and, you know, let them acquiesce to your demands. Go for it, buddy.
But why is it so hard for them?
I don't know.
They're all walking around like, oh, Aaron. Oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers. Look, it's the great Aaron. He's a human just like you. All right, yeah, he's won a Super Bowl and some MVPs. So what? This is football. They need a real head coach to go go in there and take commit. Not Salah, who's like, oh, just see the way he spun that thing. Wow, I've never seen that before.
That was on our notch. I remember saying that. I was Salah. What a throw.
I mean, come on. It's over.
I mean, as soon as the coach reacts like that, it's over. It's a wrap.
Exactly. At that, we saw it on Hard Knocks.
Imagine if Hurley came in and said, oh, what a segment. It's like his first day here. Well, oh, God. Well, he probably did. So.
Yeah, well, the Boomer Geo, man. Ira's on San L. What's up, Ira?
Yeah, then he got to us.
Hey, Sal, you know what? I with all due respect, I get where you're coming from, but I'm totally on board with BT. Totally agree with everything he said.
It's over,
and,
you know.
And you know, they have to start over because I can't bring Rodgers back just to get into a wild card next year and then he retires. And if you look at the over the cap, if they cut him post June 1st, it's only 14.
Yeah, I actually went real quick. I'll let you finish your next point. I went through the financials 2 days ago. If you guys want to find it, it's on the Free Odyssey app. But you're right. The post June 1 designation is definitely workable for the Jets. Keep going.
Right, so they should do that, and they have to change the culture. What's going on over there, it's bad. It's been bad for years. Look at it. If you count Urbrook as a head coach, which he is right now, next year they have a new coach. In 7 years, they're going to have 5 head coaches. What NFL team does that?
Why, is that not a good thing to have that many in such a short span?
So, Ira, I'll ask you the same thing that I asked BT. You don't value, because I do understand that side of it. Like, I'm not blind to it. I know that Rodgers hasn't helped in the way that we thought, and I can understand wanting to open up the windows, clean house, and all that stuff. But don't you think, Ira, that this franchise of any franchise needs to try to build a foundation of a winning season as opposed to get everybody out and win 2 or 3 games again next year with some stopgap quarterback?
No, there's no reason to win 2 or 3 games because the way the NFL is in parity, you get a good head coach in here, and I would sell off some pieces. You have a decent roster and a stopgap quarterback, you should win 7-8 games because the league stinks. Mm-hmm. Except for 2 or 3 teams, this is a 500. Every team is 8-8.
Well, how come the Jets and Giants combine? And thank you for the call, Ira.
Thanks, buddy.
If the league stinks and it's so easy to win some games even with a stopgap quarterback and whatever roster, how come the Jets and Giants can't get us to Thanksgiving? Every year, it's the same thing. I don't disagree with that notion that the league, there is a lot of parity.
Yep.
And there aren't many great teams. And it shouldn't be as difficult to be a team that's going to be in contention, expanded postseason, all those different things. But with the Jets and Giants, they can't even build a team that could get to the postseason.
Listen,
or have sustained success.
Parmesan, all you need to know is that, you know, the Jets, I'm so tired of this, dude. I mean, I'm trying to present something interesting, which I believe, but God, the heart, it just fades, man. I'll give you this example, right? So I love looking at, not I'm in the market to buy a new home, but we're very happy where we are, but you went through this recently. So I just love looking at real estate, right?
Interesting.
I do. I just like, you know, pop on a bunch of different websites and I'll type in an amount of money and I like the square footage.
Yeah,
it's just
you're an interesting guy. You know?
Very eclectic, buddy.
Yeah, there's some depth there.
That's right. There
behind
is.
Those arborvitaes. And-
yeah, I love them. That's true. Although this drought's not helping. Anyway, you go on whatever website you shop on for homes, right? And you see in a beautiful suburb with impeccable school district. And, you know, not too far from the city, and the infrastructure is great. I'm throwing out a crazy number.
Yep.
It's $4.1 million, right? It's 4,700 square feet and a massive lot. It's phenomenal. And it's, but, it's got asbestos and it's got a cracked foundation.
Yeah.
But the $10,000 brass doorknob is going to fool you. Oh, my God.
Right.
Look at this home. It's massive. It's huge. And what an inviting entrance. And then when you actually have somebody to assess the home, you can't go there because of the asbestos and the foundation is shot. That's the Jets. Rodgers was the doorknob. They tried to turn it into a beautiful home. And it's a dump.
Okay, so now why can't you, though, clean out that asbestos and bring in a new head coach and GM who can try to clean up the foundation while keeping that beautiful, shiny doorknob that looks so nice up front of your door? Like, I agree with you. They need an overhaul foundationally. It's always about building a foundation. I just think that in this case, the head coach is the most important thing. And if you bring him in and they do it the right way. Now, by the way, if the head coach comes in and says, I don't want Aaron Rodgers, I'd be okay with that. Now, I'd have a hard time thinking he's going to find a quarterback to be better to win with than Aaron Rodgers.
Would you give Vrabel that power? I know you give Belichick that power.
I would not.
Would you give Gruden that power?
Gruden, yes.
So just Belichick, Gruden, yes or no on Rodgers, Vrabel, no?
I hate BT to have all the eggs in the basket of two guys with Belichick and Gruden, and one's
not coming no matter what.
Yeah, like there's no chance of Belichick. So is it all in on Gruden? And you know,
but if it's a coordinator, Sal, there's no way that guy's going to have the juice to have Rodgers there and then eventually pull the plug or tell him not to go on McAfee.
So then let's say, now Kingsbury, I guess, is going to go to Chicago, potentially to work with Caleb Williams. Yep, but let's say it's somebody like that. You're not getting Ben Johnson. You're probably not getting Kingsbury. But somebody like that, the better option is going to be have that offensive coordinator again, a young offensive mind, and try to develop an unknown quarterback.
Well, I mean, that or the guy who's got no juice in terms of, like, real head coaching aura or respect, not that he can't be really good, trying to tell Aaron Rodgers at the age of 41 to dial down the public appearances, to run the offense. Do you think that's going to work?
No, I don't, which is why I want one of the other two that we talked about. BT and Sal back on the fan. We'll get to the Knicks and the Soto sweepstakes or MLB Hot Stove coming up a little bit later on. We'll continue with the Aaron Rodgers calls, 888-808-1019. John is in Brentwood. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, boys? Love the show, man.
Thank you.
Just want to say a few things. The biggest controversy in college football last year was Florida State and why their quarterback didn't make it, you know, into the Final Four, what it was. Mm-hmm. We have that guy on our roster now. The one thing we could argue is, Aaron Rodgers is not doing what he could, but he's a professional. Jordan Travis is learning from a Hall of Fame quarterback right now. If we hire the right head coach, which I don't trust the guys that are coming out of Detroit just because Dan Campbell's an alpha male. It's hard to have a bunch of alpha males in a room. So now, if we're going to go after Glenn or Ben Johnson, I wouldn't trust that because Detroit's good because Dan Campbell's a great head coach, in my opinion, because he knows how to lead men. And that's the one thing the Jets haven't done in the longest time, and I want to just hear what you guys think about that. If Jordan Travis, we don't know if he's good or not, but I think he had better stock position than Jordan Love, and he got hurt. So now we could potentially have the next, good thing on our roster already. We just need to find that alpha male that could pretty much be in charge of
Well, sounds like a Gruden situation. Thanks for the call there, buddy. I mean, listen, maybe this is serendipitous where, I get it. I understand what happened to Jordan Travis. And not that I really get too wrapped. We get wrapped up on the show about Florida State getting hosed. I mean, really didn't spend much time on it at all.
Right.
But it did happen. And Jordan Travis is a stud. Now, what's he learning from watching Aaron Rodgers operate? I don't know. The arrival of his true alpha is imperative. Like, that's it. That's why, on some level, you and even more boisterously, others are clamoring for Rex. Because that's the one. And I don't want Rex now.
Right.
I think it's turned into a circus a little bit. But I can see why people would look at that. And it has appeal because at least with Rex, you know that a backbone is going to enter the room with him and a voice that's going to inspire men because we've seen that.
Right. He's not going to be pushed over by anybody. He'll have those guys playing hard for him, but he's just not a good head coach.
I don't think so.
I thought in the short term, like if Woody were thinking properly and actually thought it out, saying, okay, I shouldn't be going into this year with Robert Saleh, but I'm going to. And if the first sign that something goes wrong, I'm calling Rex. That to me would have been the move in season. Obviously, he didn't do that. There's no way, if I'm starting from scratch, I'm bringing in Rex Ryan again. There's just no way I'm doing
it.
And when we say alpha male, we don't mean somebody that's going to yell and scream and kick tables over, whatever it may be. We mean a leader of a football program.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's going to placate the quarterback or worry about the high-priced wide receiver or the cornerback. He's going to be in control. It's something that I love about Brian Daboll. When you ask me all the time, like, well, what do you like about Daboll? And those things are becoming harder to quantify because of the record being what it is. But the number one thing I like about him is that I see a head coach when I watch Brian Daboll. He is in command, good or bad. He's in command of that entire team. He's the guy in that organization that everybody looks to. That's what the Jets are missing, and it's hard to get that with hiring inexperienced first-time head coaches.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you look at the recent or somewhat recent list of Jets head coaches. Somebody who I think fits that, not for the new hire, but more of a point of reference historically, I think he's kind of undersold a little bit over the years. I think Herm had that. Like, I think that, now it may be more in a in an uncle or a grandfatherly kind of a way.
Yeah.
And you got to remember when Herm was here in the early-ish 2000s, and then obviously to the end of his run, the players, those guys were born in the 70s. So right. There was more of a pecking order of respect for authority. I'm not saying the young modern athlete doesn't do it, because there's good teams out there that adhere to what their coach might like, the Detroit Lions.
Herm was one of those first player coach.
Yeah, but he also was demanding. I think Herm was the kind of guy who let it rip behind the scenes, like, dude, you're not doing your job.
Agreed. I think he was a nice balance of that.
Me too.
His biggest issue was he was horrible as an in-game.
I know.
Head coach, like managing the clock, Dick Curl.
No, I know.
But yeah, I think you're right. And okay, so how many years are we going back now?
Oh, that's a long time. Right, you know, but Al Groh didn't have that.
I think Groh had the right attitude. He didn't have the cachet to back it up.
Yeah, remember he won his first four games, then he bounced. He was only there for 1 year, then he went to college. Then Herm, Herm had his good and his bad. Rex was great early, then that, you know, it fizzled out. Mangini, maybe a little more hype than substance.
Mangini had it, but again, he had it without having the record. There's something to be said. Mangini acted like Belichick,
yep,
but didn't have the time to prove himself and really should have eased into that as opposed to right out of the gate, I'm going to be Bill Belichick with no resume.
Can I tell you what ruined Mangini? I think you'll enjoy this. It's a little history, yeah. Very, very quickly, though. So back in the day, right? Mangini used to be on my old station,
yeah,
right?
And as a weekly spot?
Weekly spot. Yeah. And I would interview him,
yeah,
right? Okay. And we'd record it. Before
the Mangenius.
yeah. Oh, man. And I would do it, and I would we'd always pre-tape it, and then we'd put it on the afternoon show. It was a long time ago. And the Mangini that I would BS with before we asked, all right, hey, coach, ready to go? All right, coming down 3-2-1, interview starts. I'd have a good 3-4 minutes of just straight-up BS and, you know, guy-to-guy, and he was unbelievable. He was raw. He was brilliant. He talked about the Yankees and the Knicks. I mean, he was on point. And then as soon as we started, he tried to be like Belichick.
Yeah.
That's what ruined him.
Yeah,
I know. Not give anything. You know, we're on to Cincinnati. You know, very drab, very monotone. And I remember saying to him at one point toward the end of his run, I'm like, you know, and it was hard. How do you say this to a head coach? But I did, delicately. I'm like, I think you got to be yourself more. Honestly. Yeah. I think you've got to, like, what I'm hearing now.
Yeah.
And nobody else is hearing?
You said it to him off the air?
Off the air.
How did he respond?
It was cool. Oh,
okay.
I'm like, I think people need to hear that.
Right.
He never took my advice. He got whacked.
I still believe that Mangini, teams, and then he goes to Cleveland, and that owner, I really believe Mangini could have been a very good head coach.
I agree with
in
that.
In the NFL, yep. But just, whatever. And now the Jets still haven't been able to find anybody. I know. They can't find anybody. Jerry, I mean, we can't yell at Mangini now. Yeah. I mean, it's too long ago, but.
Jerry, you missed it. Sal told everybody that he's the alpha that you go into the Jets building and fix everything.
Well, let's go.
Well, the more I was
the same
about
way you went into Mangorian's office at Columbia.
Did you hear us talk about that?
Yeah. Oh, I did.
No, that was the opposite of Alpha Bill.
That was okay, coach.
That was timid sound.
It's a lot easier here. You remember, Jerry, when he was busting my chops about the team's getting beat?
I remember.
70-0 and at halftime, would you say this about our team? Like, coach, give me a break.
Well, did Recco have you back at least? Or did Jerry just worry about himself?
Like, what the hell is this?
Dumbfounded.
Yeah.
You know when you're caught off guard and you don't know what to say?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, but it seems like this was a weekly occurrence. Eventually, you think he'd get up to speed, know that this guy's coming after him. He'd be ready for it.
No, it wasn't a weekly occurrence. He was very pleasant with us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This was one time he just asked us to be more positive. Yeah. And yes, do you remember, not to waste time, but do you remember what the next game was?
Was it the Monmouth game?
The Harvard game.
He
did SNY the night before.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm going to come up with the train the next morning. I swear to God, this better be a good game.
Uh-huh.
21-0 into one? That sound right?
Yeah, at the end of one. Right. I just remember 60-something at half.
63
at half?
Oh, dude, yeah, it was that bad.
It was bad.
Man, I know Columbia has a rough football. 60-0 at
then,
half?
And then imagine doing a broadcast and Jerry with a straight face when we're doing the halftime show looks at me. All right, Sal, if you're Coach Mangurian, what do you say to the players at halftime? And I'm looking at him. I'm thinking quick, get on the bus, go home. It's over.
You didn't say that.
I know I didn't say that. I looked at him what do you want me to say?
Awesome. Facial expressions.
Oh, this guy, I've seen that. I don't know that anybody's seen his facial expressions here more than you and I.
You're right.
Because you did all the games.
No, I got a better than you, though, because you got cameras in here. We didn't have cameras.
No, I get it. Yeah.
We were speaking to each other with those
beady,
some of those
crazy eyes, doesn't he?
You are not kidding.
Yeah, all right.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.